Welcome back to Community Connections. We're going to change the pace a little bit, and I have with me the Badger Creek District and Men's Shed. I've got Graham Chester. Welcome, Graham.
Thanks very much for having me.
No worries. And I've got Alan, and Alan Jones. Hello. And he's also a member. Firstly, I've got to ask you both why you got involved with the Men's Shed. I think they're a terrific project, but what got you into it, Graham?
Well, I just reached a stage in retirement, looking for things to do, but I realised I didn't have many practical skills to do things around the house. So I thought, I'll join the local Men's Shed because they look at, the woodwork side of things, the metalwork side.
Yep.
I went down there to learn some skills, basically.
Terrific. What about you, Alan?
Oh, after I retired, I was interested in doing different projects at home, and I thought, geez, I don't have all the equipment that I want. So if there's a Men's Shed around here, I could go down and join that, and that would help me get things done that I wanted. But when I eventually found a Men's Shed, I found there's a lot more in a Men's Shed than that, and that was probably the least of the things. Yeah.
Look, I was talking to someone a little while ago when we were talking about the Men's Shed, and they said that they're a member of a Men's Shed, and they occasionally go down to a local shopping centre with a bit of a stand looking for new members. It's nowhere near this area. And they say that a lot of them that come up are the wives that come up or daughters come up and say, Dad's retired, he's sitting at home on the couch, we want to get him off. So do you get quite a bit of that as well?
I think that we need to thank a lot of the women folk for the fact that their men folk are in members of sheds.
And push them on. Look, something that I've talked about a lot on this program over the years that I've been doing into social isolation, and I think we know, I've read a number of reports, and it is a killer, that where a lot of guys, they get up at 4:35 in the morning and they're structured, they have a shower and away they go to work, they come home at night, and all of a sudden, particularly during COVID, a number of them have just found themselves out of work and they're never going to re-get a job. And it's a real problem if they're just going to sit at home, or if they've had a retirement plan, wifey or their partner passes away, and all of a sudden, they need to do something. So I guess one of the great ideas is to get involved with the Men's Shed, isn't it?
Well, it is, and the federal government are right behind us, and it's up front. Basically, the Men's Shed movement is a men's health organisation. It was started off in the 90s,
yep,
where some sort of community sheds started to get going for men that were, socially isolated and didn't have much connection with other people.
Yep.
And then it evolved out of that with, auspicing by the federal government into a Men's Shed organisation. Where its main reason is to get men to come together and to be able to talk if they have difficulties, or come down to learn new skills, as I did.
Yep.
But when you're down there, you're talking with other blokes, and you get back to the old days where, perhaps in our father's generation, everyone had a shed and you're down the back tinkering and talking to, yep, your neighbours and your mates. But that seemed to have not happening as much now, but it gives the men the facilities to do that. And that's the main reason that it started, but people come down for a lot of other reasons now. But overriding it all is, as you've mentioned, this social isolation that some men find themselves in, and gives them the opportunity to go and talk to men, because men aren't very good at coffee and talking face to face. You know, the women do that well, but men, yep, aren't. And it's one of the sort of sayings of the Men's Shed Association, Australian Men's Shed Association, that men will talk shoulder to shoulder. And the way you do that is when you're at a bench that you're working with, and you're on a little project and you're talking things, and it's amazing just what comes out. And then they start to, talk about some of the issues that might be facing, or they might be just talking about the football, but it's socialisation.
Socialisation, yep. Mm. And you're right. Guys are terribly poor at doing it. Women are a lot better. No, they're down the street, they're, yeah, doing the shopping, they meet one another, they're going to have a coffee and all this sort of stuff. But guys tend to just say hello and keep moving, don't they?
Yeah,
and I guess if they're not feeling well, they're the ones that really tend to move on the quickest.
Mm. I don't think I retired well at all. It wasn't until I filled up my day with a lot more structure that that I sort of start to enjoy retirement. Yeah.
Did you? Well, yeah. Prior to that, it just was something that
happened. I thought there were lots of things I wanted to do, but I mean, you can make so many bowls, can't you? And you can make so many of these. And then you're looking for something else to do. Yeah.
So let's just talk about that. I noticed we did a community service announcement for you, and we read it out a number of times because you had an open day a few days ago.
Yeah.
But I don't like rattling paper on air, but I just want to cover this. It says here that to come down, you wanted people to come down and discover what was available at the men's shed, but also you said working on personal or shared or community projects. So what sort of projects are we talking about there?
I'll just take you back to those advertising that you did, yep, for us too. We did have our open day last Wednesday.
Yep.
And have to say we were very, very pleased with the response. Thanks for your help with that. But we ended up getting 23 visitors.
That's all right.
Attend. A couple of those were wives.
Trying to make sure we can get husband in.
Yeah, but and out of that, you know, in this last week we've had three new members join up and a number of others took away applications. So it served its purpose. We just wanted to let people know what we do, and they came down and we did tours on, showed them what we did, had a bit of a sausage sizzle and a cuppa for lunch, and everyone stayed around and chat and, you know, socialise.
Yep.
And out of that, we do have some new members. So it was very successful, and thanks for your help in that.
No problems. So we'll go back to the projects. What sort of projects is the men's shed involved in?
Well, at the moment, we're still making bird boxes and the like after the last fires. You know, the national parks and people were wanting to put bird boxes or wildlife boxes back into the environment to give the wildlife some safe haven. So we've been doing quite a bit of that for that. Normally, we do things for other surface clubs, and we do wherever there's something that's required.
Both of you
to be done. It's
oh, pardon me. Both of you mentioned that you want to do. Learn skills to do jobs at home and that sort of... So there's a commonality between the two of you there. Do you actually do any projects for yourself at the men's shed, or is it mainly for other groups that you're doing the jobs for?
No, well as you mentioned, there's sort of three components to it. First of all, people come down and do their own projects. They've got things that they want to build from at home and they can do it down there because there's the tools to do it. Secondly, we do help the community in that there are a lot of community groups out there that need help from time to time. You know, Rotary clubs might need a lectern built, or senior citizens want some banisters done on some stairs, or the local hall committee wants some repairs done on the hall. Anything that's a community service nature, we'll do and happily do that for them. If you've been to Healesville, the RSL there, the Willie's Jeep that's been reconditioned
and
placed. Placed out the front of that. Well, that was done by us.
Oh,
so we help out community service groups like that. And from time to time, people will come in and, you know, they don't have the facilities at home with something that needs repaired and ask us, well, can you repair this for us? You know, a private sort of thing.
Yeah.
And in that case, we sort of suggest that they might like to donate some funds to recompense us for the equipment and the time. And people are willing to do that because we've got some highly skilled people down there that can sort of repair a lot of stuff. Alan being one of them, and that gets a bit of fundraising in for us, so we can sort of pay our bills and replace some of the consumables that we use. That's the three areas: private projects, community projects, and doing your own work as well.
I'm just going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Got me in the
Connections. I do have Graham and Alan from the Badger Creek District, the Men's Shed, and we're talking about the Men's Shed up there. Look, it'd be great for you to go up and have a talk to these guys. We'll certainly, at about 5 to 2, if you have your paper and pencil ready, we'll give you some contact details and also where they are, and you can go up and have a talk to them, because this idea of guys sitting at home with in social isolation is going to go nowhere. And apart from the mental health, it's the physical health too. You're up and doing stuff. Guys, what sort of equipment have you got now? You've talked about building a rostrum. You've talked about renovating that Jeep, and I reckon that was a terrific job that you did. So what sort of jobs can you weld? What are the sort of capabilities of the Men's Shed?
Oh, the metal shed has got MIG welding equipment. It's got a metal lathe and all sorts of odds and sods for bending and forming metal. So that, yeah, there's a fair bit of work we can do there.
What about on the timber side of it?
On the timber side, we've got a fairly good workshop. It's got it's actually the main saw that we have is a very safe piece of equipment. They say it's impossible to cut yourself.
That's probably good for some of us.
I'm sure it is. But yeah, no, we've got some very good equipment there. We've managed to accumulate over the years. A lot of this has come from just working with the community, and also from grants which seem to be available from the government, yes.
Do you also get any donated, like Dad's died and they've got equipment there? Do you get any of that donated at all?
Yes, we do. We get quite a bit of that sort of thing donated. Some of it's very good, but some of it, of course, is
<It's> rubbish.
Seen better days. But yeah, yes, no, we find that people are very generous in that regard, and we're very appreciative of which being thought of when we get it, yes.
Guys, I don't want to delve into your background because I have talked to you off air and we're not here to talk about your background. But the reason why I bring it up, neither of you were really involved in building or sheet metal work or welding and that. So the reason why I'm mentioning is, I guess anybody, that like a guy doesn't have to sit home today and say, oh, I don't know how to use a hammer, I don't know how to do this. With your own backgrounds, you've both slotted in very well without a lot of knowledge. I shouldn't say without knowledge, but without any sort of real knowledge on being handyman, is that right?
Well, that's right. We say you come down there, you know, without any skills if necessary, because we will train you. We have, you know, training officer, we have safety officer, and obviously we can't let anyone get on the equipment until they've done safety courses and know how to operate the equipment. So we regularly have training on, you know, the table saw that was just mentioned, the thickness of thins down timber, router machine, drills, all these things we have training. We ask people what skills they have when they arrive, and then we see where there's gaps in their skills, and then we'll run training courses to fill those skills because we don't want anyone hurt.
And if someone walks in and says, well, I really don't have much in the way of skills, that's not going to be detrimental to them either, is it?
No, well, we will run a course. They can start using equipment, but what we will say is that, you know, if they're going to use equipment in the first instance, they're there with someone that's been trained on them, and they will mentor them as they learn it until such time we have the next formal course. So there's always someone there helping them. So they'll learn from day one, and there'll be people that they can always rely on to help them.
We don't actually mind why people come down or what interest they've got, because if they want to come down and play cards, we're happy. If they want to come down and watch videos, they can do that. You know, any sort of interest that you've got, you can bring with you, and you can share that with others. We had a singing group going for a short time. So we're not restricted. We actually have a photography club going at the moment, which meets every Friday. And
that's terrific.
Yeah, so it's not restricted. And a lot of men say, when you talk to them, oh, when you come down to them, oh, I've not been interested in woodwork, or no, I've never been able to do that.
Yeah, so I would have thought
you've got an interest in something. Yeah. If you come to the shed, you can share it.
And you get others that have got the same.
That's right. That's where you meet them.
Guys, let me throw this to you too, because I assume this, but I could be right, or I hope you're going to tell me that I'm right. I would have thought that once a guy's retired and he's coming along to your men's shed, apart from the fact that the day or two that he comes, if you're living in Hillsville and you're retired, I would have thought when you go down the street to have a coffee or to help mum do the shopping and that you would possibly meet other guys too that from the men's shed. Mm. And so therefore, it's not only the couple of days a week that you're at the men's shed. Is that true?
I don't know. I tend to do other things on other days. Occasionally when I'm down the street, I do, but not very often, do you?
Yeah, well, I get down there occasionally. Yeah. See, there's a couple of gents that are sort of in one particular coffee shop quite often and more having something at the bakery that I'll see. But people make friendships out of it anyway.
Well, that's what I mean.
Drop around to someone's place and say, how are you going? Or, you know, they've got a little project they're going on home. Well, you know, give you a ring and say, oh, can you come around and help me? So, you know, it sort of extends the friendship and the connections extend out of the shed as well.
I guess that's what I was really meaning, that it's not just the day you're at the shed. It can lead to other friendships too.
Mm. Oh, yes, and definitely.
Let me just explore this a little bit, because when you were saying about other groups and what people thought, I would have thought that it was, you know, woodwork, sheet metal, on a lathe and that. But you're saying that there are other groups within the men's shed as well.
I knew of some years ago, I knew of a men's shed that didn't have a workshop.
True.
Yeah, they didn't have a workshop. But they used to meet, they'd play cards, they'd sit around, they had a nice lounge and talk. They used to cook their own meals at lunchtime. They'd organise it all. So it was, you know, totally different. Yeah, you don't have to go there to do metalwork or woodwork.
Oh, right.
Yeah, any interest that you've got, if you can bring down and other people are interested, you can share it.
Are you always looking, I know you're looking for other members, would it also be, not that they're this exclusive, but it would it be good if you could get some ex-tradesmen as members too to help mentor other group, other people as well?
We do have them from time to time, yeah. I mean, we've got a number of tradespeople there now, yeah.
So I'm saying if there are a few retired tradespeople that are looking for something else to do, you'd welcome them as...
Absolutely. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, any fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's terrific. So, and I guess the other people that we may have listening to are people that that would like little projects done. So some of those you will do for a cost. Like if someone came along and said, look, I need a something apart from a repair, I need a little job done. Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd expect them to pay because... You know, you've got to apply equipment, but you take those sorts of projects as well.
We have got down in the shed at the moment a drawer which we've repaired for someone. It's a big drawer. It's about nearly a metre wide, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's an old fashioned drawer. It's all made from cedar. And and we've repaired that for them. That's come up quite well. That's been picked up today. Yeah.
Gee, that's terrific. Mm. All right, guys, let's take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yeah.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
This is Speedway Bazza. You're listening to the greatest little radio station in the valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Good to hear from you, Bazza. And I should mention, of course, at 3 o'clock... pardon me, I've got something caught in my throat. At 3 o'clock, Greg Carrick will be along with the Oz Indie Show. And also next week on Community Connections between 1 and 2 is our private investigator. I know we've got an interview between 1 and 2. I'm not too sure who they are, but yes, I do. We're going to hear from a guy that's doing fundraising for research into a disease that not many of us have heard about. And then, of course, we'll have our private investigator between 1 and 2 to tell us what's going on in the underworld or wherever he works. Alan, you were mentioning you do repairs on carvings and some of those. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. A guy brought in a crocodile that he'd purchased in New Guinea.
I was dead.
Well, actually, it was a wooden carving. It was about 3 feet long. And the tail end of it was curved right around and came back and touched the body. And it had been damaged over the years. And it came to us in three bits with another piece missing. And we were able to put all that back together. He was very happy with it. Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah. And he also brought in a damaged carving of a bird of paradise, which we were also able to repair.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What would be your oldest member? And how old would your youngest member be?
Oldest member would be John. He's older than me. He's 83, I think.
Sure, that's all right.
I don't know. You might know the youngest.
Well, we've got one young lad that's was in his mid-20s. He came to us just before COVID and after COVID has sort of finally finished the last lockdown. He's been able to get full-time employment, so it's probably, he will move on, but which is good. Yes, we have had them. And there's another young lad, would be in his 30s, I'd say, a couple are in 50s, 60s. But I guess if you're going to do a median age, you're probably going to be looking late 60s, early 70s, mid-70s.
Cool. How many days a week is the shed open?
Well, at the moment, we're doing 4 days a week, actually. Not fully.
Yep.
Monday and Wednesday are,
men's shed days.
Men's shed days, basically 9 to 5. But sometimes we start late and leave early.
Yep.
That's Mondays and Wednesdays. On Fridays, our photography club operates from 10:30 to 1:30. And now, this school year, we've started a program on Thursdays. The local primary school, the Badger Creek Primary School, asked us to help mentoring with some children that have had trouble getting back into the classroom environment and as far as classwork learning. And
yep.
They're more tangible, hands-on with what to learn, and they've brought them over to us, and we're doing little projects with them. Every Thursday, and getting them back into the school environment and the learning environment, and that goes for an hour on Thursdays.
That's going actually a lot longer next term.
Oh, okay.
It's going to go for about 3 hours, I think.
Oh, well, there you go. Something the secretary doesn't know.
Well, you're the secretary, are you?
I'm the secretary. Alan's the treasurer.
As a treasurer. You mentioned off air, and I think this is a terrific point about people downsizing. Would you like to expand on that, please, Grant?
Well, yes. I think it's somewhat traditional. Certainly, as we were growing up, that our fathers or our menfolk had a shed to tinker with and had a bit of space around the house. But what we're finding, and particularly in Healesville lately, is that there's a lot of downsizing going on, from people coming from the city out to Healesville to get some country life, and they're buying townhouses and smaller sort of properties, so they haven't had the space. The men haven't got the space to have their shed down the backyard, and that's an area where they can benefit from coming down to us, and we've got all the space and all the tools, and if they haven't got any place to tinker at home, we'll come down and tinker with us.
Well, I think that's terrific, because even a lot of these townhouses now have only got a single garage too, hasn't it? So you can't even have a garage and some sort of shed in the the car and some sort of shed. You're actually really had it on space. So that's a really good point, that if you're sitting at home today and wondering what you want to do, get down and see these guys. And again, it's not only the equipment that you use, it's it's the interaction with the guys, but more so, as Alan was saying, there are other groups. And I guess a guy could just wander in and spend a day just, or spend a few hours just talking to other guys, couldn't he?
That's what we're there for. Exactly, yeah. What we're there for.
Yeah,
the
rest is just a divergence and interest and so forth. Yeah, that's really what the men's sheds are all about.
Basically, the when we get in there in the morning, 9:15, 9:30, the first thing is in the tea room and have a cuppa.
Yep.
And we're in there up till 10:15, and after that, people wander out and start doing things in the workshops. But the first hour is just chatting, a bit of banter, how you're going, what's happening with your life, what's happening in politics, what's happening in sport, you know, the typical things that blokes will talk
about. Game touching politics.
We people can talk about anything that sort of gets them off the chest. And as you were saying, we do have one particular member that he comes down just to sit and have a coffee. When we go into the workshops, he'll go home. He just wants to come down and have a chat.
And he just gets a social, social interaction.
Yeah, one of the sayings in the shed, and we've got this big round table that we sit at in our tea room, and we're quite blatant about it and saying that's the most important bit of equipment we've got.
Fair, a
table, sit around and chat.
Oh, that's terrific. Mm. All right, guys, I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
She don't say no.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I have Graham and Alan with me from the Badger Creek men's, or Badger Creek and District Men's Shed. Nearly left the district out. Alan, you were saying you've got a display on at the moment of some of the things that you've made.
Yeah, at the library we've got a small display that's in Healesville. We've got a small display of some of the trinkets and things that the guys have made, yeah.
And some photography that the photo club have done too, yeah.
So that's in the Healesville Library?
In the Healesville Library, yeah.
Oh, it'd be well worth people going along and have a look.
Absolutely.
The other thing too that we were just talking off air, and if we've got people out there that are coming up or that, not coming up, that have a deceased estate and that they're winding up or in the future, it happens to us all, unfortunately, at some stage of the game, do think of the Men's Shed to donate, but don't give them a load of junk. I mean, they don't want to be going to tip on your behalf. But if you've got some really good timber you think they could use, or metal or anything, get hold of them. They can only say no. So give us some thought, because it also helps keep down their costs. Guys, we're going to talk a little bit about now that part of why you've come in today is to try and get some more members. So how are people going to find out more about your organisation?
The easiest way is to drop in and see us. And if you come down on a Monday and a Wednesday talking to us, we'll show you around and you can learn from that if that's something that you want to do. Our address is
300 Magic Creek Road.
360.
360.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys!
behind the CFA fire brigade there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got their old sheds down the back of the block. So 360 Badger Creek Drive in Badger Creek.
And so if they wind up there, don't get there at 9 because they might be too early. So if they get there by about 9:30 or something on a Monday and a Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Just pop in, have a cuppa, and we'll show you around.
Time.
And see if it's going to be something you want to do. Apart from that, do you have a website, guys? You don't.
We don't have a website. We have an email address if people want to sort of email us. That's badgercreek@mensshed.org. And
don't forget there's two S's in Men's Shed.
And if they'd like to telephone someone, I'm quite happy as secretary if they give me a ring on my mobile, 0412 165 420.
And we also have a Facebook page.
Which is?
Don't know.
Well, you can always...
I'm not on Facebook.
I was going to say, go onto Facebook and hit the search button.
Yeah.
And I guess the other thing too, there is no doubt a Men's Shed website. So if they Googled it, not necessarily for Healesville, but there will be a Men's Shed website. So
the AMSA Men's Shed website, yeah.
Australian Men's Shed Association.
Yeah. Australian Men's Shed Association. So if they go
into
that...
You might have to put that in because there's another company called AMSA as well, and you might get confused with that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit poor.
Yeah, it is.
Guys, look, I've just got to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections, and we've been talking with the Badger Creek and District Men's Shed. Now, I think it's a great organisation. I think anything that gets Dad off the couch, and it mightn't be Mum that's getting sick of him. It could be the daughter who can see Dad's just going downhill mentally, because that is a big part of, if you're just going to sit around all day, you're going to go downhill fairly quickly mentally. And maybe Mum's just sick of him hanging around the house, so it's a great way to go. Graham, could you give us your mobile number again, please, for people to give you a ring?
Yes, certainly. 0412 165 420. And I'll say that again. 0412 165 420.
And of course, if they don't want to do that, if they want to come down and have a look, you on what days, please, Graham? Again?
Monday and Wednesday are the best. We're there, you know, basically from 9:30 through to 3:30, 4 o'clock. So you'll always find someone there. Come down Monday and Wednesdays.
Well, I guess one of the things that we haven't actually touched on, but you're not expecting people necessarily to be there every day from on the Mondays from 9 to 5. You're saying one guy just calls in for a coffee and then goes home.
That's correct, yeah. The time's your own. You just come and go as you please. You know, some fellows, you know, have got other things they do on the Wednesday, so, they're there on the Monday. Some might find that, you know, they've got made an arrangement to go do some shopping on a Monday afternoon, so they just do half a day. You just come and there's no compulsion just to come and do two full days. It's your own time.
It just puts you in a... Graham, we just haven't touched on the cost for a person to join Men's Shed.
Well, yeah, our club, the cost is $72 a year, $6 a month, effectively.
That's not much. Cheaper than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's right. But we do, as Alan said, you know, sometimes with the private jobs, people will give us a donation. We do go down and do the odd sausage sizzle at Bunnings. We need to sort of supplement that with a little bit of fundraising, but essentially the money is there just to cover our costs. You know, we need to pay rent for our little tea room. There's insurance. We must be cover everyone with insurance. We've got internet down there, so Telstra bills and things like that.
You've got to cover your coffee.
That's right, yeah. You've got to cover the coffee.
And the biscuits.
And the biscuits.
Guys, is there any plans to come up with other groups? Like you're saying, you've got photography and that. Is there any plans on the drawing boards to get other groups? Or would you be, if somebody came along and you said, look, I think we could do X, are you interested in looking at other groups that could come in?
We're always interested in looking at other groups. If you've got any sort of interest that we're happy to share, just come down and talk to us, because there might be other members that want to do it and maybe we can get another group going.
It's
purely and simply just a matter of whatever it is that turns you on, we'll try and accommodate it.
Because you're not always 100% sure what your already members are. Like, we all think we know what everybody's all about them, and then all of a sudden someone could say, oh, yeah, look, I wouldn't mind trying that, can't we?
Yep, absolutely.
Guys, it's been fantastic having you in. I really hope it goes well. It's obviously going well, but I hope we can get you a whole lot of members. And if you're doing anything special in the next 12 months, and I guess if there's any organisation out there, and we're talking Rotary Lions and those sorts of that have some small projects, like, you'd be very happy to talk to those people too, wouldn't you?
We do work for all of the service clubs, yeah.
Which is terrific. So really, a lot of what you're doing is going back into the community anyway. Mm.
Yep.
We are a community service organisation, you know, based on men's looking after men's health, essentially. And we're not-for-profit, so we're out there to help.
And unfortunately, there's not been a lot done on mental health for guys going back in, say, to my father's day and probably your parents' days. There just wasn't... Dad just went to work and that was it, wasn't it?
Yep.
You know,
lost his whole social contacts.
Yeah.
Stopped work. Because
when he stopped?
He spent 8 hours a day there.
And if Dad had said, you know, well, they wouldn't say they were struggling, but if they had it, they'd have just been told to man up, wouldn't they?
That's the way it was, yes.
Yeah, that's the way it was. Mm. Look, guys, fantastic for coming in. Thank you for your time. We'll hopefully have you back in again either later this year or early next year. But in the meantime, give Graham a ring on 0412 165 420. Love to hear his phone start ringing soon with people. But also, if not, we're down there on Monday or Wednesday. Well, Wednesday's too late today, but next Monday or Wednesday between those hours and have a word with the guys. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thanks very much.
No worries.